Welcome to the National Presbyterian Church podcast. I'm Pastor Ray Hilton, and I'd like to personally say how thrilled we are to share our sermon with you this week. If you feel encouraged by our messages, we invite you to hit the subscribe button so you will never miss an episode. Now, let's go to the National Presbyterian Church sanctuary and hear the word of the Lord.
The scripture reading today comes from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Hear the word of the Lord. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, for the sake of the promise of life that is in Jesus, in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my beloved child. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I am grateful to God, whom I worship with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did. When I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day, recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that lived first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, in you. For this reason, I remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is within you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. Do not be ashamed, then, of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel, relying on the power of God, who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hello, my name is Galen Cobway, and I'm a senior at Sidwell Friends School. National Presbyterian is the place where my parents were married and where I was baptized as a child. For as long as I can remember, this place has played a meaningful part in my life. Even when I was younger and wasn't particularly interested in the sermons, I would listen to the music and look at the stained glass windows. All of the teachers in Sunday school made that a great experience for me. From memorizing the books of the Old Testament in third grade to seeing the donkeys on Palm Sunday, there are many memories here that I will cherish for the rest of my life. I thought it was the coolest thing in the world in third grade when I got a Bible with my own name on it. All this to say, I had grown up in the church, and all my life, I would consider myself a Christian. I always believed in God. But at a younger age, I didn't really understand what that meant beyond the stories that we heard in Sunday school. I knew God was the one who parted the Red Sea so the Israelites could escape, and who gave David the power to kill Goliath. I knew Jesus had walked on water and came back from the dead. But it wasn't until I was older that I actually considered God and his workings in my own life. This fall, while I was playing a soccer game, I hurt my knee. And though I wouldn't find out until later, the injury turned out to be quite serious. I found out that I would miss the rest of my soccer season and the basketball season as well. I know that there are much worse things that happen to people every day. But for me, my teams at school have been my world. The disappointment that I felt knowing that I wouldn't be able to play with my friends for my senior year was immeasurable. While I was sitting at home recovering, I had a lot of time to think about what happened. And I asked God how he could let this happen to me. How could he let all the work that I put in over the years seemingly go to waste? The answer that I found was to reconsider something that I thought had been within me this whole time, faith. Faith not just to believe that God exists, and believe in the stories of the Bible, but a truly active faith. Faith to be secure in the belief that God is in control of my own life. Faith to truly trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And in that moment, I learned how to really trust God. I'm very thankful to my parents, my sister, my entire family, and this church community who gave me the foundations to build this faith in God. As I continue my life in new places, I will try to continue to expand on that foundation. And in the future, I hope to only strengthen my faith and hopefully be an example to encourage others as well.
Hi, my name is Megan Thompson, and I am a senior at Jackson Reed High School. I'd like to start by saying Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, and especially to my mom for putting up with me for the past 17 years. I was born into a loving Christian family. We went to church every Sunday, followed by Sunday school and youth group. I'm incredibly grateful to have known Jesus for as long as I can remember. Growing up, my family would always ask me, "Megan, where's Jesus?" And the correct answer was to point to my heart and say, "Here." But honestly, this answer really freaked me out. At 4 years old, as I deeply contemplated this idea, I began to yell, "Get him out, get him out! I don't want Jesus in my heart." Little Megan did not fully understand Jesus or who he was. He was a guy in the storybook Bible who had a lot of fish. I did understand the concept of sin, however, and that Jesus had died for me, because it was not difficult for me to recognize my faults and misdeeds. 1 Timothy 1:15 says, "The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost." But knowing this, I was still confused about how and why you would have a personal relationship with Jesus. As I entered high school, I began to have less structured discussions about God and Jesus, and more opportunity for casual but genuine conversation about faith, mostly through the girls' Bible study on Sunday nights. Over the next several months, I also began to talk more with friends and family about what it meant to follow Jesus. Over the years, I had also observed my mom and dad serve along kind and caring people. My Sunday school teachers and youth group leaders go the extra mile, and my siblings developed deep and devoted friendships with other Christians. I knew it was because they all loved Jesus. Seeing the body of Christ at work in this way made me want to be part of it. John 13:35 says, "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." While I cannot point to a specific moment in time when that simplified Jesus of the storybook became the authentic Jesus of the Bible, the gospel has become real to me and changed how I live my life. Understanding that Jesus made me, loves me, died for me, and will never leave me has given me the strength to be satisfied with who I am in all situations. He has given me the courage to be loving and understanding of others. Like our scripture from this morning tells us, "For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. I will look back with gratitude and joy at all the NPC family has done for and meant to me. As I prepare to go to college and have new experiences, I know that God will be with me and guide me. I'd like to end with one of my favorite verses from Ruth 1:16. "Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people be my people, and your God my God." Thank you.
We're glad that you could be with us today. If you would like more information about our church, visit our website at nationalprez.org. That's nationalprez.org. Help us spread the good news of the gospel by sharing our podcast with your friends and giving us a rating. If you haven't already, be sure to click the subscribe button. See you next week.